The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. So I heard a story not long ago about a young college graduate. He was at his first ever job interview. It was at a copyright firm. And in the course of the interview, the employer said to him, you know, this job is going to involve sales. And the man says, oh, I don't think I'm a very good salesman. And the employer said, you are right about that, because you should be selling yourself to me right now, and you're not doing it. And the poor guy walked away without a job, right? He didn't get the job. He said he was just nervous. Question for you this morning. Why do we get nervous at things like job interviews? Why do we dread things like first dates and the like? And the answer is because we're trying to impress. We fear rejection. We fear that somebody somewhere might find in us a weakness or a fault. So isn't it a relief to know that God already knows all your faults, already knows all your weaknesses, you're not impressive to him, and he still calls you anyway? Today we hear the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector who go up into the temple. And the Pharisee thought that he was impressive to God, and the tax collector knew that he was not. And Jesus says of the tax collector that that day he went home justified. Do you know what that means, that he went home justified? To be justified means you're ready to go to heaven. It means you are a friend of God and worthy of heaven. Now, what on earth could a tax collector possibly have done to make himself worthy of the kingdom of heaven? I think we tend to romanticize these tax collectors because we hear them, you know, as the heroes of the stories and these parables. But, you know, we forget these guys were nasty people. They ruined people's lives. They stole and devoured the savings of poor widows and struggling families, and they got rich themselves as a consequence. Tax collector was nothing but faults and sins. What on earth could he possibly have done to make himself worthy of the kingdom of heaven? You want to know the very simple answer? He threw himself on God's mercy. Now, God's all-powerful. He made the whole universe. Do you forget, though, that God is all-loving, and that he made you, and that God loves what he created? We have a hard time believing that. We really, really do. We also have a hard time believing that sin really hurts us. It's not just a taboo. It's not just some rule the church made up. Sin always hurts us and others. And that's why sin has a funny consequence. It makes a claim on God's fatherly heart. Because it hurts us and God wants to heal what's hurt, it makes a claim on God's fatherly heart. We have a hard time believing that, in knowing myself and all my faults, that God still loves me. I have no trouble whatsoever believing God loves you, right? God loves you and God loves you and God loves you, but I know my own sins. And they're embarrassing. And you want to know something? It's good to admit. Sin is embarrassing. And it's shameful. And it's dirty. And it's ugly. But while you remember that, please remember this. It has a funny consequence. The worse the sin, the worse the fault, the worse the harm done to what God loves. And that's why the worse the sin, the more of a claim it makes on God's fatherly heart, the more he wants to restore what's been lost. Do you remember the story of the good shepherd and the lost sheep, and leaves the 99 and goes in search of the one who's lost? That's what God's fatherly heart is like. And he reaches out his hand. Now, we still have a responsibility to reach out and grasp that hand, and it's important that we understand how to do it. We grasp that hand when we're willing to change, when it's humble and complete and sincere. In other words, when we repent. Understand this too. Repentance is hard. Can I tell you a little spiritual secret? Spiritually speaking, the road to healing is always blocked. No matter what you try to do, if you try to spiritually right yourself, remember somebody once told you, the road to spiritual healing is always blocked. Sometimes it's your habits that's blocking the road to healing. Sometimes it's your talking to yourself. Sometimes it's your own weaknesses. Sometimes it's the evil spirit. And you find a million reasons why you shouldn't go to confession, why you don't need to change, why it's actually okay, why God actually understands. Remember, somebody once told you, the road is always blocked. And we want to remember the tax collector. Simple repentance, throwing yourself on God's mercy. And would you believe that's what happens when you go to confession? You admit, you renounce, and you go home justified. One of my favorite lines comes from the Psalms. It says, "A heart contrite and humble, O God, you will not spurn." Something to remember when you do not feel worthy. That everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.